I hope every mother can enjoy your life and enjoy your life with the Lord. From Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, we have just read. Let us read together. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother, so that it may go well for you, and that you may have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up by training and instructing them about the Lord. No matter you are a parent or children, we are all in the Lord. Because it is honoring your parents, it is the right thing to do. Just think about it. It's not an easy job for a mom to raise her children. So let us learn to be filial children. Not only wish mother happy on Mother's Day, but also do our best to honor our parents on ordinary days. Thank God for His grace. As we walk through the pandemic, we need to be more appreciative of our loved ones. Then in verse 4, we are reminded, as parents, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. The first three verses is talking about how the children should honor their parents. But in verse 4, the Lord says something about the parents. As parents, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We notice that the reminder of God's grace is very balanced. On the one hand, we should all honor our parents. On the other hand, parents are also reminded not to stimulate or provoke their children to anger. But what standard should be followed in the specific implementation? The point is in Christ. As long as we hold this principle, we will be able to understand the truth of the Bible, which leads to a very down-to-earth topic, facets of the modern mother. First, number one, mother is the chef of the family. When the children grow up and leave their homes, what they miss most is their mother's cooking. Because it always awakens reminiscence of their childhood. The reason why mother's dishes are so delicious is that they carry the strong love of your mom. No matter where you are, when you eat some dishes just like your mom did before, it always triggers your beautiful memory of your youth, your mom, your family. Do you still remember any details of your dining time as a kid in the past, like the level of our life is not as good as right now. When it comes to nutritious and valuable food, mom didn't eat it herself, but gave it to her children first. It's a natural demonstration of a mother's sacrificial love. As long as the children enjoy the food, the mother will be satisfied. Now that some mothers have to go to work, their lives are even busier and more demanding. Number two, mother is a driver. Not only do they have to go to the supermarket to buy groceries, at Chinese way, mother needs to go to the Asian market too. Not only do they have to go to the supermarket to buy groceries, but they also have to drive their children around for various interest classes and after-school activities. It's pretty hard work too. It reminds me of my childhood. 6 years ago, the days of the tricycle. When I was in elementary school, my mom would make lunch, pack it, and walk 45 minutes to my school. And the condition of the road is not so well. All she wanted was for me to have a fresh, hot meal. My mom walked 45 minutes every day, just want me to have a fresh and hot meal. There are many other things that I will never forget, and I believe many of you have similar feelings. Every brother and sister remembers the things their mothers did for them, some of which are truly engraved on their hearts. The time may be different now, but a mother's love can be felt by every one of her children. Let us see Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Let us read together. Do not despise your mother when she is old. It is true that being a mother is always giving from young to old. So we should honor our mothers even more when they are old. You should honor your parents when you still have chance. So you need to seize the opportunity to honor your parents. Number three, mother is a nurse around the clock. If someone in the family gets sick, the mother gets worried. In addition to seeing a daughter, the mother must frequently measure the temperature of the sick one, make sure he or she takes medicine on time, and observe if her child is getting better or not at any time. When we became parents, we understood more deeply the meaning of parental love. So we should bear in mind that people who care about you the most in the world are your parents. During the pandemic, many brothers became the hairdressers. Regardless of their skills, mothers always go to great lengths to trim their children's hair. However, moms themselves took the risk of getting infected by going to the barbers to have their hair cut. I have to say that it's not an easy job taking care of children at home for more than a year. Because mom, not only do mom have to cook, they also have to take care of their kids. Number five, mother is the actuary of a family. Because you are usually very meticulous and know how to save money. They often pinch pennies to make the best financial plan for the whole family. I still remember that after I came to United States, whenever I go to the supermarket, I can always see when the mothers are for checking out, they have a lot of coupons. So don't worry, husbands. You can trust your wives with all your salary. Because she will make the best financial plan for the whole family. Number six, mother is the first teacher of her child. When complimenting a person, we Chinese often say, this person has a good upbringing. That means his parents teach him well. It's true that if the parents are Christians, they will bring their children to the Lord. And the teaching from the church is not like the teaching from the world. The children then will be more probable to become young adults, honoring God and loving others. However, we may also encounter situations like this in our life. One day, Mrs. Zhang drove to Mrs. Lee's house to pick up some baby vegetables. Mrs. Zhang is not a Christian, but Mrs. Lee is. Mrs. Zhang also brought her 8-year-old boy to Mrs. Lee's house. Without hesitation, the boy picked a few small flowers and then took some small white stones from Mrs. Lee's house. Mrs. Zhang was embarrassed and said to her son, you can't pick other people's flowers and take their stones casually. The more Mrs. Zhang said, the more pebbles her son took away. At this time, as a Christian, Mrs. Lee said to the child wisely, do you like these white pebbles? You can ask me. Do you know what kind of flowers you have in your hand? The boy replied at once, it's azalea. Mrs. Lee then seized the opportunity to praise him and said, wow, you're so smart. I'm impressed. Being praised, the child was a little bit embarrassed. It turns out that parents need to learn how to guide their children, develop toward a positive direction. In the past, we might have been influenced by traditional Chinese parents who always told their children, you can't do this, you can't do that, don't ask why. As a result, our children grew up under so many don'ts. When they are teenager, the child became more and more rebellious. If we don't learn how to guide our children, the problem will get worse and worse. In fact, it's not just the children's teenager reaction that makes them so rebellious. Their parents have a lot to answer for. Because those children grew up under a family atmosphere full of negative prohibitions and nearly no recognition from their parents. Moreover, most Chinese parents require that their children must perform well academically. All this creates a lot of pressure on the children. So we need to ask God for wisdom, especially to be able to understand our children's challenges as they grow up. Actually, the aforementioned Mrs. Zhang's discipline of her child is completely ineffective and even counterproductive. As parents, we really need to help our children to guide them to develop towards a positive direction instead of a negative discipline all the time. It has to be balanced. There should be discipline. But positive guidance is definitely needed. May Lord give us the wisdom to do this in a more balanced way. Just like in verse 4, it reminds us as parents, we should not provoke our children to anger. Don't hurt them. And don't compare them with children of our neighbors. So the truth God gives us is really balanced. We need to learn a biblical principle. We can practice more and more. Then our family relationship will be more harmonious. Several days ago, I talked with my wife. Our communication really helped me and gave me some inspiration. No matter your career and family, the most important thing is the relationship. Back to our Bible. Our belief is our relationship with the Lord. The main theme of the summer retreat of MCCA is connection. We all hope that our relationship with our children will get better when they grow up. As Christians, we always say that we should bear a good testimony. And our family, a good relationship in your family is a good testimony. You don't have to say much. When they say a happy family, a harmonious family relationship in your life, you are actually honoring the Lord. So I talk about the facets of the modern mother. Mom is the chef of our family. Mom is the driver. Mom is the nurse around the clock. Mom is the first teacher of the child. It's just a few of them. When we just came to the United States, we saw that American moms mow the lawn. They do a lot of work, housework. So what I just talk about are just a few of moms, the facets of the modern mother. May the Lord help us to know that in Christ as adults, as parents, we need to grow together with our children. At last, let's summarize the three key points of the facets of the modern mother. Let us read together. Number one, mother's nurturing grace. Second, mother's attentive teaching. Number three, mother's sacrificial love. We need to bear in mind mother's nurturing grace. We can become the person like we are right now because of our mother's attentive teaching. A mother's love for her children is really great. It's actually a sacrificial love. This reminds us of the sacrificial love of Jesus on the cross. The love of Jesus Christ manifests the unreserved love of our Lord. So we need to honor our parents. And last, let us read together Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, just as the Lord your God commanded you, so that you will live long and things will go well for you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You should honor your father and your mother just as the Lord your God commanded you. It's not optional. It's a command from the Lord. Honor your father and your mother so that you will live long and things will go well for you. It's the right thing to do when we honor our parents. But the Lord said things will go well for you. In the land that the Lord God is giving you. Your parents, the Lord will bless you, and you will have a healthy mindset. So that you will be long. It's a promise from the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us during the pandemic. After we walk through the pandemic, we should be more. We should cherish our loved one more. We pray that the Lord bless our mother. Bless them with a healthy body, heart, and spirit. And help us to know how to honor our parents more. We thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Today we have a special sharing from Sister Susan.所以我将分享一个我母亲的故事。